comes, that's the end of it. Well, if he quit working, he probably wouldn't live too long.
Now he's happier working.
Yeah,
Sells
yeah,
insurance.
yeah. He's a lot better off. You take a lot of these people that come 65, you know, and they're pensioned off, and a lot of them will sit right back, right on the fanny, and 6 months they're dead. And while they kept doing something, even if it didn't amount to nothing, they just kept doing a little something, they might live 10 years. Anybody's worked hard all their life, and then all the ones you give right up, hell, they ain't gonna last. They won't last too long.
That's what he figures, and he, I don't know, he has two different insurance businesses. The family wants him to sell one of them, but I don't think he's gonna.
No, he's probably just as well off, just exactly. Well, I expect to get a little pension here the first of the month, but it won't make any difference. I'll do just much as so I didn't get nothing. Don't amount to nothing. So I can jump around here for a week and I can't see where I've done anything.
Oh,
But
I don't know. Every time I come back, something else is done.
I still keep a doing a little something. I don't keep these cattle here for the profit I make out of them. I don't make no profit out of them. Just something to do, that's all. And I have the milk scale, I have what milk I want, and I have the fun of taking care of them. But for his profit, there's no profit in it.
If they roll back the price of grain.
Yeah, take these pigs down there. You figure out what I put into them. I'd probably be out of pocket. But it's something to do.
They all sold, the ones who.
Yeah, all sold. Yeah, I could sell a half a dozen more if I had them. I don't even know how much they're going to be, the going price. I'm going to eat the old big one, and I'm going to sell the two small ones. And the other one belongs.
But he's going up.
Yeah. Was Coben in there when you first come around here?
No.
No, Doyle's been in all the time, huh?
Yeah, Tancredi was in the co-op too
Yeah,
when I
but there
was.
used to be a fellow by the name of Coben that run that store up there, an old man. And God, I used to trade with him a lot. You go in there, and lots of times I bought, it's come with $6, $7, $7.25. He called it even money, you know. Throw off a quarter. Most of these fellas, they don't throw off a damn cent. And if I went up, I didn't have any money, just saying. Didn't make any difference. Never asked me for any money. I'd go up and get anything I wanted. And then I'd come the fall of the year, and I'd say, how many potatoes you want? Oh, weeds. Maybe 10 bushel. Or a load of wood or something. Then we'd square up. He never asked me for a cent. Anytime we go in there and take his count right out there and make a slip on it, whether you're going to pay for it or not. And I could always deal with him, but Doyle is a good fellow, but his prices are pretty high. But prices are high all over the country, anyway.
And he got two loads of manure drawn out yesterday because my niece is up, and he likes to work on.